This is New England Public Radio. I'm Sam Hudzik. In Zane Kotker's latest book, three widows in their early 70s deal with loneliness, fear of death, a condo association, and internet dating. Goodnight Ladies is a novella, 111 pages, and the latest pick in our summer fiction series. When I sat down with Kotker, she read a section of her book as the characters finish a monthly book club meeting.
The book discussion ends, and Chessa gets up to separate the logs in her fireplace and calm the flames. They move out of the warmth of the fire and back to the chilly hallway. Upstairs, the dog barks again. Nikki zips her parka and Prue pushes her arms through her coat sleeves. My cousin fell on the ice last week, Prue says. The doctor did a scan of her head. You're fine, he tells her. The scan shows only that your brain has shrunk. Shrunk? My cousin asks. Yes, says the doctor. As we age, the brain pulls inward from its outer limits. Don't worry. It's natural.
So that's Prue.
That's Prue.
We also have Chessa and Nikki. Can you introduce us to these characters?
Yes. Chessa is the rather bold, impulsive one. Nikki is the thoughtful one who worries a lot about climate change and the end of civilization and history in general. And Prue is more of a homebody.
Who's your favorite character?
Well, I identify most with Nikki, but I love reading about Chessa. I also had a friend who had many adventures with internet dating, which Chessa has some exposure to.
Can you talk about some of Chessa's adventures in internet dating?
Well, she loves to spend the morning writing her profile for an internet company. She's really a writer at heart, so she does it in the morning, and then in the afternoon she answers any people who want to meet with her.
She runs across some pretty crude folks online.
Well, what I love about it is the monikers. She has lunch with oh no, I don't want to give that away. You have to read the book.
You don't want to talk about the lunch.
No.
The lunch is a great part.
Yes. Okay.
The chapters rotate among Chessa, Nikki, and Prue, although the most detailed and I believe the longest is about a trip that Nikki takes to southern Spain. And it reads quite differently from some of the other chapters. Why did you put so much focus there?
Well, you're hitting on the secret origin of the book, of the novella. It's made up of 9 stories. 7 of them have been published. So what I was doing here was bringing together stories that went together once I got them pounded into shape, kind of like sculpture, you know.
Were they already overlapping? Were some of the characters introduced, or were they all 3 separate characters that you then brought together?
They were all, the stories existed as stories about an individual generally referred to as she. So I put them together and gave them names and made the personalities out of the existing stories. The story in Spain just was longer.
The characters, to varying degrees, are struggling with their age, with loneliness, fear of death, sadness about a lack of grandkids. You're in your early 80s, so a decade or so older from your characters. Have you experienced these things, and how much of your own life went into these characters?
Well, I should say some of the stories in the novella were published when I was in my late 60s. I have no grandchildren, so that's one thing that I identify with. I struggle with the question of should I sell the old Victorian and move to the community, and I looked into it and decided no, it wasn't for me.
To a retirement community.
The Prue lives in a retirement community.
And that's a big part of her character, that struggle of where to live within that retirement community.
Yes, but I have a friend in the eastern part of the state who does live in a retirement community, and when I was visiting her, she drove me to, her number had come up, she was now number one in choosing where to live, and she drove me to the condo that she would be going to and looked at it and said, it just has last stop written all over it, so...
Which is a
that's a detail in the book, but
you adopted it for Prue. What did your friend think about your adaptation of that line?
Oh, she loved it, and she also loves the choice she made.
That was Zane Kotker of Northampton, Massachusetts, the author of Goodnight Ladies. You can find other selections from our summer fiction series at npr.net.